Christians add their voices to the Twitter revolution in Iran. Summer camps need more team members to play with orphans. And a decision from the courts in Ethiopia disrupt a ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran is facing growing anger over the election results last week. News reports show protesters streaming through the streets of Iran's capital. At the same time, the government's putting heavy restrictions on the coverage. Christians are joining the Twitter revolution and using Facebook to get information out of Iran.
The Christians are using those to keep us informed as to what the situation really is. Estimates yesterday's rally was perhaps 2 million people.
Open Doors' Carl Muller notes the parallel to the Tiananmen Square uprising 20 years ago.
The government did use extreme force and clamp down on the demonstration. However, the momentum that that demonstration ignited brought about perhaps the greatest revival in the church in China.
Muller says this could be a pivotal point in the history of Iran and the future of believers who live there. It's important to keep praying for them.
One of the co-workers that we have there is saying we're not sure right now what the effect of the pressure will be on the church. It can be both extremes, more pressure to keep control or earn trust with the people by giving more liberty. And the reality is, we just have to wait and see.
Next, while serving at a hospital in Yemen, 9 Christians disappeared June 12th, according to the Associated Press. 3 days later, local shepherds discovered the bodies of 3 of the women. One was an aid worker from South Korea, and the other 2 were students from the Brock Bible School in Germany. The other 6, including 3 children, are still missing. Please pray for the families of the victims and the safe return of the missing 6. Radical Islamic elements are being blamed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Action needs you to help run summer camps for orphans in Ukraine, Moldova, and India. President Lars Dunberg says anyone can go.
The qualification is that you know Jesus and you have long arms, because you're going to do a lot of hugging. These kids are starved for love, and they will be at you like stamps, clinging to you for 10 days. And your job is to show the love of Jesus to these kids.
Many of the kids have suffered abuse. Their orphanages struggle to provide meals for them. Local churches follow up with the kids after camp, and usually many of them respond to the gospel.
These kids come from very difficult background, and they come into this loving community. Sometimes they don't know even what has hit them. So I have to pray that they will open their hearts. And when they do, we see the transformation.
Apply today to help share God's love with the kids in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, COSIM is the Coalition on the Support of Indigenous Ministries. It's a fellowship of evangelical organizations supporting indigenous work. At their annual conference this week, Partners International Alex Araujo explained many mission organizations use a powerboat ministry strategy.
Where we put the pieces together right and the right training, the right process, we make things happen.
Araujo says we need to have more of a sailboat approach to ministry.
The wind is external to the boat, what drives the boat, and that's how it is with the Spirit. We don't control Him.
Christians in the West have a hard time using biblical ministry principles in a driven culture, and it's important for churches in North America to realize they don't have all the answers.
The South is not waiting for our initiatives and following, going along with it. They're taking initiative themselves. We need to learn a whole different way of relating to them, and if we don't learn, we're going to be a handicap to the movement instead of an asset.
And finally, in Ethiopia, the courts temporarily stopped accepting cases involving abandoned children from the orphanages in Addis Ababa. According to Bethany Christian Services, because of the great increase in children in the area up for adoption, authorities suspected immoral practices in several of the cases. Though their investigation continues, on May 23rd, they began reaccepting abandoned children cases. Go to our website for updates. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God is at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.